Alma chapter 54. In this chapter, Amram, the king of the Lamanites, asked for asked to exchange prisoners, and so therefore Moroni sends him an epistle saying that he will on certain conditions, and he makes great accusations against him for being a murderer and so on and so forth, which are all true. But in the letter, he says that they only desire to support their freedom and their lands, and it says that they only want to maintain their religion. He says that in verse 10. And again, instead of saying their rights to serve Christ or so on and so forth, it says religion, and we begin to continue to have this idea that it's not fully a desire to serve Christ but it's more just kind of a general thing called a religion. And again, we learned previously that the reason that the Lamanites came against them is they wanted to kill the people of Ammon and the true followers of Christ. They would kill all the Lamanites and everyone else to do that. Well, again the same thing here, that that even the people, even the Nephites, do not recognize themselves as really being true followers of Christ. They're just people who belong to a certain religion, which I again repeat is just sort of an organization or a belief, and it doesn't, and it has a kind of a secondary feeling as compared to the idea of being a true follower of Christ. And so they knew that they were kind of a level removed from being true followers of Christ, they say. And again, they say, he repeated in verse 10, and the cause of our God, which is a cause of freedom. And so again, that's what he says to us, support himself. And then he makes the accusation that he will therefore, if they do not make this exchange of prisoner, then he makes a great threat. And it's really quite a boastful threat that Moroni makes. He says that he will go into his land and he will destroy every single one of the Lamanites out of the land. We know that the Lord has said that he won't allow that to happen. And so, in essence, according to Scripture, Moroni is now talking against the Lord. And that is because we're sorry to say that again, Moroni and the people of this time were still very hung up on man and the powers of man, and so they had a tendency to boast and think and say things and accuse in their own strength, so things weren't totally good here. But obviously, again, as I keep saying, they were fighting for freedom, and they did have a religion that was based on God, and they had a worship, and that worship did allow the true followers of Christ to exist within that religion. In that case, I will say that the Lord will support it. And I want to say that's even what was clear up until recent times, that the Lord would support the Mormon Church because it did allow for the true followers of Christ to exist in it. But then as times went on in recent years, then it has began to persecute the true followers of Christ in pushing them to follow man. And when they do that, then indeed the Lord begins to reject them as he has in taking away the their prophet from them, and will continue now, and we will see destructions to come. In this chapter, Amram replies back, and the great part of his letter is to us is that he then says that the reason that he's fighting the war is that the Nephites have robbed them of their right to the government. And he repeats that several times at the end of that chapter. In verse 17, he begins it, but he repeats it everything down until even at the end of his epistle in verse 24. And that's the great fraud of that, of all fraud, is that Amram is a Nephite, and yet he's the one that would be the leader of everyone, and he certainly could never claim the right to the government. And even as he says in the end, he's not even a true Nephite. He's a descendant of Zoram, so he has absolutely no claim at all to be the head of the government. But you know, but that's what he makes. But, so we see that how tremendous once a man is of the devil, and we see that that I think that Amaron was the son of perdition, and once he was in the full power of the devil, lying had no meaning to him. But even devils, though, notice, will try and justify themselves, and even though it's a complete lie, they still have some sense of right and wrong, and therefore they attempt to justify.